And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, Labor Day, September the 5th, 2011. 1958, on this day, the novel Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak, was published in the United States. Set during the Russian Revolution, World War I, story of Yuri Zhivago, doctor, poet, his love for Lara. Pasternak worked on the novel for decades, finished it in 1956, submitted the book for publication in the Soviet Union, and even though he was a famous writer by then, the manuscript was rejected. The state publisher felt that the book was not in line with the spirit of the revolution. It was too concerned with individualism. An Italian journalist visited Pasternak, convinced him to let him smuggle a copy of Dr. Zhivago out of the country to an Italian publisher. And when the upcoming publication was announced in Italy, Soviet authorities were furious. They forced Pasternak to send the publisher telegrams asking him to halt publication. The telegrams were all for show, and when the Italian publisher went ahead with it, he got a private scribbled note from Pasternak saying, "I wrote the novel to be published and read. That remains my only wish." It came out in America on this day in 1958, and it was the best-selling book that year. It was on this day, 1957, Jack Kerouac's On the Road was published. He had typed the whole manuscript on a 120-foot scroll of drafting paper. Kerouac liked to tell people that he wrote it in 3 weeks, but the fact is he'd been working on it for years. He did type it up in about 3 weeks, however. Rejected by many publishers, it was finally accepted by Viking. And today is Labor Day, a day that became a national holiday in 1894, a good political move by President Grover Cleveland to try to appease people who were angry at him after he broke up the strike of railroad workers in Pullman, Illinois. The Pullman Company, which made sleeping cars, had cut the workers' wages, though they were still working 16-hour days. So Pullman workers went on strike. Grover Cleveland sent 12,000 troops to break it up, sent the head of the American Railway Union to prison. A lot of people were unhappy about that, and so President Cleveland rushed a Labor Day bill through Congress. Only about 12% of American workers belong to a union, and in the private sector, the number is even lower, about 7%. Here's a poem for today by Jim Daniels. Short order cook. An average Joe comes in and orders 30 cheeseburgers and 30 fries. I wait for him to pay before I start cooking. He pays. He ain't no average Joe. The grill is just big enough for 10 rows of three. I slap the burgers down, throw 2 buckets of fries in the deep fryer, and they pop, pop, spit, spit, psst. The counter girls laugh. I concentrate. It is the crucial point. They're ready for the cheese. My fingers shake as I tear off slices, toss them on the burgers. Fries done, dump, refill buckets, burgers ready, flip into buns, beat that melting cheese, wrap burgers in plastic into paper bags. Fries done, dump, fill 30 bags, bring them to the counter, wipe sweat on sleeve, and smile at the counter girls. I puff my chest out and bellow, 30 cheeseburgers, 30 fries. They look at me funny. I grab a handful of ice, toss it in my mouth, do a little dance, and walk back to the grill. Pressure, responsibility, success. 30 cheeseburgers, 30 fries. Short Order Cook by Jim Daniels, poem from Places, Everyone, published by University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.